Welcome to Keep It Sample, your regular podcast talking about various topics that are hot in today's life. Things like gas prices, things like why is it that that girl didn't call me back after that date, and other things like what is that growth coming underneath your foreskin. My name is Wes Sample. I'm here, as always, with my brother.
I'm Drew Sample.
And today's topic is going to be dating, in general. There's all kinds of dating in today's world. We have a lot of regular dating where you meet somebody who you work with, or maybe you're out at a bar or on a train and you encounter somebody and, you know, you just start talking and things go well. You know, it happens pretty often in movies with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, but it doesn't really happen in the real world so much. Nowadays, you're much more reliant on either a friend introducing you to somebody or, as often, online dating. And online dating is a pretty big market. There's several different apps. Some are free, some charge. Some have personality tests that are full of bullshit just to find out if your favorite color means that you can fuck somebody and want to stay with them. So, Drew, I want to know, what's your opinion of online dating?
I think it is... Right now, at this point, I think it's a necessary evil, but ultimately, I think it creates extra steps that don't need to be there, and it basically commoditizes human interaction, and then it forces, and we treat online dating a lot like online shopping. We don't have a lot emotionally invested, so we don't really get a lot out of it.
Well, now I totally agree that it certainly makes things pretty easy to skip over somebody with just twitching your finger to the left or the right. I do want to know, though, so what are the extra steps that you had mentioned? Because to me, I feel like there's really less steps. It's either a quick no, or it's a let me see if I can talk to you and not show you a dick pic in the first five messages.
Well, so the extra steps, I mean, at this point, yeah, I think in the long run, it's going to help guys out that don't want to just have pictures of their abs and dick pics.
You know, I've talked to a lot of women, and they just hate that. Now, maybe it's just my age range, because I'm getting older, in my mid-30s now, and all the women I talk to are unimpressed with that shit. You know, but of course, I'm not on too many, like, fuck sites, though. Like, because some apps are just for fucking, like Tinder, at least around here. And some are for dating, like Match and things. Like, you don't go on Match because you're looking to fuck a girl and, you know, walk away.
Maybe, yeah, I don't. I've been on Match, and Match was actually a lot worse. I feel like the pay really? Sites are a lot worse. I've paid for a couple different sites.
Now, when they're worse, how are they worse?
I don't think I went on any dates from. I went on one date from Match, and it wasn't good. And I paid, like, because I'd paid for 6 months, and I think,
how much did 6 months cost?
I think I paid like $90.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was when I still had a job. So I had this disposable income, and I was lonely, and I was trying to fill that emptiness up with empty relationship. And I got that one, too. So that actually, no, I'd just been laid off. And I've done Match a couple times, and it never works out for me.
And like, you keep going back.
No, I learned, no. So, and actually, too, what happened was is I canceled my account. And then they billed me anyways, and then they said, well, because you got on to, basically I got on to say, why is this still working? And then I called them, and I had to argue with some man that was in another country, and then I filed a complaint with the Better Business Bureau, did a PayPal dispute, because they actually billed me again, and I had canceled it. And so there was some error, and then I made up some story, and I said, well, I own this podcast. I'm going to throw your name under the bus. I have 1,000 downloads per episode. Because at the time, I did.
Drew throws down his clout of the internet.
I did, yeah. And at the time, it was kind of peak Sample hour, because I had a lot of time to put into it right after I got laid off. And yeah, and it wasn't good. But so the date was, the girl was...
I like how you're over here. You're basically name dropping. Drew's like, I don't name drop. Tom Hanks will tell you that.
Yeah. I know. But it's keep it Sample. So what happened was, I met her, and she had photos that were probably 4 years old. So not only so like she even when she was sending me photos, so I've learned to do this thing to because maybe I'm pretty good at social engineering, and so I'll say, hey, you know, I can't wait to meet you. He sent me some more pictures, and it's usually a way.
I don't see how that's social engineering, because that's not really greasing the whale. That's really just saying, hey, can you send me pictures?
Well, yeah, but it's basically like I'm pretending like it's because I can't wait to meet him, but it's really I'm just making sure that they're not showing me old photos.
Well, do you know what's so funny about that? One of my biggest pet peeves is when people use old photos. And the other day, I was online dating. I was on Plenty of Fish just because I love the terrible app, the poor mechanics, and the trashy people.
That is the worst online dating app, by the way. I don't know why you use it.
You know what? It's the only one that advertised being free. But
it's not. I mean, so there's – so it actually – so the interesting thing about online dating – is that Match, Tinder, and OkCupid are all owned by the same company, and yeah. They actually focus on different demographics.
Well, it's because they've all been acquired. They didn't start off as you know.
No, but the person who actually started Tinder, the chicken who actually went off and started Bumble, but the new one that I really like is Hinge. But Plenty of Fish is the only one I don't use because I actually did. So this is a funny story about Plenty of Fish, and actually I'll let you finish about the photos you don't like on there. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But Plenty of Fish did actually help make my business go. They grease the wheels on my business, and I'll explain.
So what you're saying is Plenty of Fish, bad for dating, great for social networking.
Yeah, well, surprisingly it was. So this is what had happened. And so I met this girl, and she was a knockout. Like, she's a year older than me, and I fell hard for her, like, us samples like to do. We keep it sample, fall hard, crush hard, and fall hard. And we were hanging out, and things were kind of getting hot and heavy a little too quick, which for some reason tends to happen.
Well, that happens in all relationships. One of the things I remember when I was younger is somebody's dad once said, you'll always go as far as you did in your last relationship and your next relationship in terms of physically when you're a kid, which makes sense because, you know, if you're starting to finger a girl, you know, you're going to expect to be able to finger the next girl you date, and it goes on and builds from there. And then maybe you get some, you know, breast play and dick sucking or something else. Next thing you know, you're fucking her ear.
You know, what's funny is like, just a quick, maybe this is a non sequitur, but I haven't talked this dirty on the podcast in a long time. This is probably going to be a Patreon exclusive for the sample hour because, well, I have a lot of older crowd and some people's kids listen, and you're like, yeah, just fucking them right in the ear.
Well, you know, that's the thing with keep it sample. We're going to keep it sample, and
we are gonna keep
part
it
of it's going to be real. I'm not going to fuck around with people. I'm going to just say what I feel. And so what I was saying earlier,
sorry,
speaking of
that,
that's okay, is on Plenty of Fish, I literally actually had a girl. I was flipping through her photos, and I was taking a look, and sometimes some of the photos have that little kind of like VHS little dating on it, and it's like 10/18/2018, which is in the future, so that's definitely a girl you'd be interested in because she's way into technology. But this girl that I saw, she had a picture from 2004.
That's pretty unbelievable. So this is on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish. A picture from, not only is she posting a picture from 2004, which most people would say, first of all, how do you still have that on your phone? You should have had like six phones between now and then, and pictures never always make it. Two, what are you doing saying, gosh, I'm going to show this to represent myself from 15 years ago?
Yeah, I think that's pretty ridiculous.
Well, and three, how stupid are you that you see the date on it and you still say, eh, fuck it.
But I think that's like the biggest issue with online dating is that people treat online dating as if it's going to remove the fact that they're going to get rejected or that their insecurities they're not going to have to deal with their insecurities. And it's just not true. And I think, and the only reason why I say that is because I remember when I first joined Match, it was in like 2008. And I just moved into my own apartment for the
first
time.
Which is still later than that girl's picture.
It was still later than that girl's picture, and I was like, you know what, I don't think I want to put a picture up. And I was like, wait a minute, who the fuck would date me if I don't have a picture?
No, that but just
people still do that.
Like
though.
That just screams Catholic priest, pedophile mustache.
Well, yeah,
like nobody talks to somebody who doesn't have it. It's kind of like responding to egg pictures on Twitter. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think the only thing I think is worse than old photos is out of focus photos.
Oh, you see, I'm actually going to disagree because I agree that out of focus are terrible.
No, okay,
ones,
no, that's probably the second worst.
The worst thing of all online photos is filters.
Oh, filters, yeah, Snapchat filters are the worst.
Filters are the worst.
That's an automatic swipe left.
I literally had a message from a girl. I got so excited because I hadn't been on Plenty of Fish in a while, and they don't boost your profile. Like, if you haven't been on, like, you're sent down to the bottom of the search list, basically. Mm. It's the way they do it. Like, all things. They want to steal your time. So I hadn't been on a while, so I'm not getting hit up by anybody or anything like that. And out of nowhere, I get a message from somebody, and it'd been about a month. And I'm like, oh, wow, you know, I'm having kind of a rough day. It's kind of nice that somebody said, you know, hey, I saw your profile. I saw your pictures. You seem like somebody I'd let put your dick in me.
Mm.
And so she messages me, and I take a look, and the message only says hi. That's it. Which, like, anybody who knows online dating is you will never get a response if all you say is hi unless you're using, like, the Playboy image of the year or something. Like, nobody is going to respond to hi.
I tell you what, I say hi quite a bit and I get responses.
That's all you say is hi?
Yeah, once you match on, like, Tinder or Bumble. I mean, it's a little bit different. I think Plenty of Fish and OkCupid is annoying because you have to read their profile, and then you have to figure out some clever way.
I like how you're like, I think it's really annoying that I can't just immediately judge them by their physical appearance, and I have to put forth effort into seeing what they say about themselves.
Well, so that's the thing, is that it sounds like... Okay, so sorry about that. The batteries died. So what's evolved about online dating is that it is... Yeah, it has.
Well, it's not evolved when you say that.
I mean, well,
what you're saying is
it's changed with the times. And the reason why it's changed is because the original sites like Match, OkCupid, and Plenty of Fish, which I've been a member of OkCupid since it first started. Originally, it's sort of like a social networking dating site. And you could friend people. And then, like, there's some people that have been on for a long time that shows their relationship status with other members because they're swingers. And I don't even know how you can do that anymore. So, I'm not interested in swingers. So what's interesting is that the more popular apps now embrace the commoditization of dating in the sense that it's not about what the person's about. It's, you know, writing something. Because I think that the key with online dating is meet as soon as possible. I think what happens.
That sounds like the key with getting murdered.
Well, it sounds like it, I think, but the bottom line is that we are in a society now that people, if you went up to a woman you found attractive in a grocery store and you could just randomly start talking to her, she'd be kind of like, who is this guy? Like, I have gotten numbers in a grocery store, but it's usually because we're in the coffee aisle or something like that, and I can just spark up a conversation
because
I did it for a long time.
Do you like my asparagus?
Yeah, yeah. But so I think, so ideally, it's, you know, it's better to meet somebody in person because there's you already know that there's an actual connection versus what happens in online dating is you fall in or you become attracted to the idea of what you think the person is.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I totally agree with that, because anyone can put down, you know, a series of 150 characters to describe themselves to make it sound great, which is the whole problem with Facebook in the first place. Is all it does is, you know, has people showing off their happy lives when they're not happy.
Well, yeah.
People just aren't.
I don't.
But
I
that's
only,
that's a digression.
I only post on social media to humble brag. So, no, I mean,
which is the same thing,
but I don't post a lot anymore.
Anyway, going on.
I mean, it was the same thing with America Online or AIM. I remember when I'd meet random girls on America Online, and I, I was by no means the Casanova in middle school, but I actually became friends with some like pretty attractive girls.
No, I did the same thing. And I hit me up on AIM.
And I described myself as something that I wasn't because it was what I really wanted to be. And I think people, and this is what I did when I was, you know, 13. But, you know, people will do that now as adults.
Sure, because they haven't matured or they still haven't gotten to that point.
Well, they want to be that person. And they're like, you know, I'm going to write this and this is what I'm going to be. But they're just not emotionally ready to walk into that.
It's the same
part of their life.
It's the same idea of somebody who's getting married. And let's say they're currently a size 12 and they order a dress that's a size 10 because they believe that they're going to lose the weight by then.
Yeah, which is dangerous.
Absolutely.
So ultimately, the nice thing about Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, and now I like Hinge. There's also Coffee Meets Bagel, which is another free one.
That sounds terrible.
Well,
what makes Hinge? You were talking about Hinge being good, but what makes them good?
What I think makes them good is we both mutually like each other. What I do like about Bumble is it forces women to like men first. But what I've heard from women is there's a lot of fake male accounts on Bumble because the women have to talk first. And it seems like in every other online dating, it's fake women accounts.
Tons of fake women.
Fish is the worst, OkCupid, but
Tinder, at least it's obvious on Plenty of Fish. It's like, you know, Svetlana _ 0 AAA, Nana, na, 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 and it's just a woman holding her tits.
Email me. Can you just email me? Go to this text page. Oh, let me verify who you are first, and I promise to have sex with you.
Right.
It's like, it's all this stuff, but... so far, Hinge, I think, is new, and it hasn't been infiltrated. It's so new that last week when I started it, it would only let me do 10 a day, 10 likes a day. And I would like, and it lets you say
now,
snippets.
Are likes kind of like right swipes where you approve somebody? Okay.
Yeah, and what I like about it, though, is you could actually...
That actually makes your likes very valuable if you only get 10. So, like, you might be looking at a 7 and say, you know what, on a good day... Yes, but you know what? I'm sitting on 8 right now. You're not 9 worthy.
But I think there's something wrong with mine because it doesn't say that I've upgraded, and it's been letting me do unlimited likes. But you get a notification when somebody likes you. Versus with Tinder, you have to just hope that you guess correct along with Bumble. Yeah. But this one, it tells you, oh, no, this person likes you. And the same thing with OkCupid, which now allows swipe left, swipe right, along with Plenty of Fish. Oh, this person likes you, but you don't know who it is.
What I don't like, well, so you do know when somebody likes you in Plenty of Fish. If someone adds you as a favorite or messages you or says that they want to meet you, you get a notification.
Well, you get to see briefly a picture, and then you can try to figure. It tells you a username, and then you have to guess who the username is.
Not if it's a message or if it's a favorite. However, if they say that they want to meet you.
Anybody that's ever favorited me is usually from 5 states away, and it's a fake account.
Yeah, exactly. What I don't like about Tinder is it basically took the exact idea of an email thing I got back in high school, which is you get an email that says, one of your friends likes you. Put in the email address of all the friends who you like, and if you match, you'll be notified. And then all your friends get this spam email saying to put in their matches. But it was a website, you know, just to steal people's email addresses back in the day.
Well, I mean, it was pre-Facebook, which now people willingly give up their data.
Absolutely, it's pre-Facebook. Yeah. But that's the exact same thing that they basically did. It's just people hoping upon hope that they have a match.
That's true. Do you want me to tell you how Plenty of Fish has created my business?
Sure.
So and this will be a quick. I'll
as
make
long
this
as
quick.
It's quick.
So basically, I met this chick, fell in love with her, thought she was amazing, couldn't stop thinking about her.
It usually goes with love.
Right.
It's not very. I fell in love with her and she was a bitch.
But it's usually in lust. So
sure.
She was a bartender and she'd invite me out and she'd hook me up on drinks. So I became that guy. Right, and she worked at multiple bars.
The guy who hangs out at the corner
of
the bar.
It was the worst, and the more I drink, the more opinionated I become. Like, I'm already pretty opinionated, but the less that thing that says, oh, no, nobody gives a fuck about what you have to say, Drew. Yeah. Well, that would just come out, which is great when your girlfriend's the bartender relying on tips, and her boyfriend is just there telling people why they're fucking stupid, which is what I was doing.
It always goes over well.
So, but
I know I love having servers tell me why my order is wrong.
In the short 3-week period that we dated, I pulled something great. So there was this, I was just getting into farming, and this guy was wearing chef's clothes, you know, like kitchen clothes. So I just chatted him up, bought him some drinks, and said, hey, can you get me a meeting with your chefs, right? So this dude gets me the meeting, and now from that one relationship, I've acquired 6 restaurants.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And that's actually what kind of kickstarted everything. And then obviously there were some other warm market referrals I got. But the funny thing is I no longer see that girl, and that guy got fired. So yeah. Thank you, Plenty of Fish.
Yeah. There you
go. In a nutshell. So that was from online dating, though.
So let me go back to a story I was telling. So I get a message. It had been about a month. I hadn't heard anything. And I get a message, and it just says hi, which I immediately think less of, because I'm on Plenty of Fish, and you're actually required to write something in a message.
That's right. How did she manage to do hi? Because usually they have like the... What's weird is some people characters. Pay for Plenty of Fish.
Oh, some people do.
And what's more annoying is when somebody looks at your profile and then you go to message them and they say, you don't qualify to message.
Do you know what? That's really funny. You get those. It's like, you do not meet the requirements. Take a look at your profile. It could be that Kimberly A. Smith does not like smokers.
Well, so it didn't tell me that, but the thing for me was, I was like, well, how do I get this bitch to know that I like her? So I just keep looking at her profile. And
keep changing yours?
I'm like, hey, come on, can you talk to me? And then I was just like, I'm just going to stop using Plenty of Fish. So keep going. So she just says hi.
So this girl says hi, and I say, well, let me take a look then, because like all men, I'm willing to take a look at your photos to see how much of a consideration I'm willing to give to hi. Because if you're drop-dead gorgeous, maybe I can get more conversation out of you. But unfortunately, if you're ugly as a man, hi does not cut it. And everyone should know that, including ugly men. Hi will not cut it for an ugly man either. You need to actually do something.
Agreed. And actually, if you want me to include some, I've been reading this book, The Moral Animal, and it's about evolutionary biology, but it's actually from like a literary perspective. And well, it's mainly like the amalgamation of trying to take all these studies that are going on. And so it has a lot to do with men's, it's their parental investment. So women are more interested in the emotional investment, and women are more interested in the emotional investment of a man, and men are more interested in the physical.
So I'll find that interesting based on my 20s. When that did not work out well at all. That's called the friend zone. That's your emotional investment.
Well, so they want, so, because the idea was that they needed, like, we are unique primates in that men, the males stick around. Because the babies can't really fend for themselves, so women need the resources, but men want the looks.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not a monkey expert, so I can't contest that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to trust you on that. But so she sends me the message. I take a look, and in her profile, there's a large woman, and she's breastfeeding a child that appears to be about 6 years old. And I'm immediately like, all right, well, I know this isn't going to work out because I'm a formula man personally. But aside from that, I'm like, what are you doing feeding a six-year-old from your breast? One. Two, why are you picking that as your profile picture on a dating website? And three, why are you using the dog filter in it? So it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. It's a woman with a large child at her breast, and she's got dog ears and a dog tongue coming out of her mouth like some creepy, hellish nightmare.
Did you block her? Or did you talk to her?
Oh, I didn't block her. I totally responded because I'm like, this is too crazy for me not to.
Do you find yourself responding to women and wanting to meet women just because you're like, how fucking weird is this person?
Sort of. Like, so,
is it like a level of I'd bang this chick?
No, not even at that point. It's mostly just, how crazy is this? And I've just got to see.
Is this a story? Is this material I could tell on stage?
I've got a story for you, though. Like, I want to know what your worst date of all time is. I'm going to tell you mine first. So my worst date is I go over to this girl's house.
Dog filter girl.
No, of course not.
Okay.
No, I'm worried she'd eat me. So I go over to this girl's house who I'd met. And apparently she got really anxious prior to then. And she got so anxious that she got completely shit-faced drunk. So I show up, and she is sloshed. Like, she is 6 feet to the wind. And not even sheets, just feet. And so I go in, and I'm thinking, well, this is... Well, clearly she's not driving. Let me try to guess how drunk she is. And I quickly find out, because she soon says, well, I need to go to the bathroom. And I say, okay. And she walks over to the bathroom, and the other, like, it's in the same room I am. She leaves the door wide open. She sits down, and she starts having explosive diarrhea with the door wide open while she's still trying to talk to me. That's how.
Where was this at?
That's how. This is her place. This is in Columbus.
Wow.
This is how drunk she is, though. So she's having explosive diarrhea. She's trying to talk to me about things. Oh, what type of music do you like? Things that you talk about on your dates. But she's having explosive diarrhea.
I don't think I'd ever trust a woman that was like, "Hey, just come to my house and meet me."
Right. So that's initially a little bit like I had met her once before.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like it was just very briefly.
Your second date?
No. This is the first date. It was just a very brief meeting that we had because I had met her through somebody else who knows her.
Wait a minute. So this was okay. So you guys agreed to meet online because you'd met her already.
Well, this isn't really about online dating. This is just my worst date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is just my worst date. I had met her very briefly. You know, but it was one of those things where a friend says, hey, you know, she's single and, you know, I think you guys have a lot in common, so on and so forth. And you're like, okay, well, you know, let's meet up then. Because she wasn't unattractive or anything and she was about my age and, you know, she was about equally as fat as me then. So that's an acceptable level for me. And
how long ago was this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't keep track of time anymore.
Okay. Proceed.
So she's having this... Oh, you know, what's your favorite band? I really like Jameer Kwai. And, you know, so on and so forth. And it's just terrible. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on now? I have to see how crazy this goes. So I keep talking to her then. As she then gets out of the bathroom, talks to me a little bit, you know. She washes her hands and everything because the door is open. I know all this. But she continues talking. We're still making plans, having that, you know, regular conversation. But she repeatedly ends up going back to the bathroom to have more explosive diarrhea and leaving the door open and talking. At one point, she accuses me of getting on her phone, though.
That's pretty weird.
Right. Well, remember, she's, like, blackout drunk, like, when I get there. Now it's actually starting to, like, because I've been there now for maybe 30 minutes, and it's really starting to kick in.
Was her diarrhea really smelly?
You know what? I wasn't standing near the room, so I wouldn't know.
I mean, if it's really stinky, it doesn't matter where you are. It'll just come
like
find
I giggled. I had to be far enough away that, like, because even as an adult in a situation where someone's having explosive diarrhea in front of you, as a man, it's still funny. So I giggle at every, like, explosive, like... It's just funny, so I have to walk away a bit because I'm snickering and things.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to respond with, I don't really like you two. Or, you know, I really think Justin Timberlake's a pretty good artist. But so she's doing this, and so she accused me of getting on her phone at one point. I said, I don't even have your phone. You have it. And she finds out that she does have it. And
was it in the sink next to the toilet when she was
I don't know. I just assumed that she had it because I didn't see it out there. So I just assumed that she did. I don't know. But at this point, I'm like, let's just see what happens. So she then comes out, talks about, you know, how she's not sure what I did with her phone and, you know, what I was trying to do, look through her messages. And, you know, we're not even dating. She can talk to whoever she wants to talk to and so on and so forth. And then at that point, she kicks me out of her house.
Wow. So after she had stinky diarrhea, she kicked you out of the house.
She kicks me out of the house.
That's pretty crazy.
I'm leaving at this point because I'm not wanting to cause any problems because she gets really, like, Like, it's not funny upset at this point. It's like, oh, man, she's going to probably call the cops or something upset. Like, this is going to be a really bad end to this really funny evening.
Yeah.
So I end up leaving. And as I'm leaving, I'm getting in my car and she comes out. She's like, where are you going?
She used to have her pants on?
Yeah, she's got her pants on. She's like, where are you going? Like, what the fuck? You're just leaving?
You're like, yeah, you kicked me out.
I said that. She's like, ah. I got to go to the bathroom.
And that was the end?
Yeah, and I left.
Well, I think my first date was something...
Not your first, your worst.
My worst date. Well, I think my first of the worst. So it was online. And I forget what happened. I think I was... it was in farming season. I was trying to get over a relationship that was serious that it ended. And so usually when I do that, I go on multiple dates and I just whore myself out on online dating. Not that I'm whoring myself out in reality, but I'm just going on a lot of dates.
Well, a very effective strategy in online dating is casting a very wide net.
Oh, absolutely. I think online you have to cast a wide net.
Yeah, message, and then whoever responds back or who you match with, you can then go from there. Like there's a very effective strategy that a lot of people do with Tinder where they just swipe right for 5 minutes.
And
they go from there.
Tinder and Bumble will actually penalize you for swiping right too many times in a row.
Well, then fuck that. It's not an effective strategy. Yeah, I was told it was.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm no expert.
I don't know who told you, but that's not an effective strategy. I know from experience.
So, young people do.
Yeah,
I trust young people.
Now, young people are dumb. This is what had happened. So I meet this girl on Plenty of Fish. She has some very cute photos of herself. We're talking about science fiction. She loves Doctor Who. So at the time, I was in my early 30s. I was 31. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear this Doctor Who, Dr. Manhattan mashup t-shirt because she likes Doctor Who. And I think it's a baller nerd shirt.
Well, Dr. Manhattan's pretty dope too.
So she was at one of my favorite establishments around the corner. She lived around the corner and she goes, hey, yeah, so let's just pretend like we know each other. Just be cool. I'm with some friends. We're watching the Cavs game. The Cavs, I think it was the year the Cavs won in the finals. And
that one.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. So then I go there and I get there and I can't find the girl that's on MySpace. Or not MySpace, on Plenty of Fish, because I got MySpace, which anybody knows from the old social networking days, MySpace girls used to take the most attractive angled photos ever, and you could get fooled by the lens, right?
That damn fisheye.
Yep. So I'm in there, and I don't know where this girl is. So I text her, and I say, hey, I don't see you in here. She's like, oh, I'm next to the girl in the green shirt. I'm like, the Asian one? Like, just to say, like, specifics. And she goes,
sure.
Yeah, and that's my best friend. So I don't appreciate you referring to her that way.
Because so Asian, like, is derogatory.
And now, I'm like, okay, so not only are you a lot fatter than what you said, because she was, like, probably 60 pounds heavier than what she looked
like. First of all, don't get me wrong. I love girls that have curves.
No, look, like, I like curves.
We're not shitting on,
like,
big
women.
Be honest with it.
Show what you look like. So, like, look, because people are going to find out. So,
right.
So I'm like, okay. So I read that stuff. I said, hey, you know, on second thought, I don't really want to meet you. And I texted it to her and I left. So that was my worst date ever.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, because she's like, yeah, we can hang out. We're going to probably walk to this other spot that's down the street. I don't want to name these businesses because they don't pay us. And we're already plugging enough online dating sites with our native ads that we're not getting paid for.
Yeah.
So that was my worst date ever. It was from online, and I didn't even meet her, and it was one of those. I've heard some horror stories from my buddy who was just shameless because he just went through a nasty divorce and was trying to overcome it, and they were playing a fish. And this one girl, he meets her in person, and he goes, what year were your photos from? Four exactly. years ago?
Shit.
And man. She goes, no, she goes, ah, 2 years ago. He's like, 2 years ago. And they were supposed to go to the zoo lights. Uh-huh. And then she insisted that he buy her some food. And then she ordered so much food that it was too late to go to the zoo lights. And he just paid and left.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's my buddy. He's married, has a child now. He met her online, but it was pretty funny.
What dating site did he meet her through?
Plenty of Fish.
There we go. So yeah. Plenty of Fish still has the most successful relationships.
Plenty of Fish has the worst dates I've been on were from Plenty of Fish. But I've also had the most success because of my business built. Now, when it came to relationships, when it came to who I dated, I've had one girlfriend that I met online, and it actually got pretty serious, and we're still pretty cool, but that was on OkCupid.
I think the new tagline for Plenty of Fish should be, Plenty of Fish. Sometimes when you reach for the stars, you fall to the ground.
I think
that shows that you can get all the dynamic of a marriage like we've seen, and, you know, like where Asian is an offensive stereotype.
Yeah, and all I said was the Asian one because I think she found it. She took offense because she was not being real with what she actually looked like compared to the photos that I saw. And then a couple times I almost fell for more times because I was like, "Who's this cute girl?"
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, I've already been on a date with her.
I've had that happen a few times where what they do is they add like three or four where it's like that angle where the camera's held up high above their head, just shining down above them like the newborn sun shining down from the eastern sky, beaming into their face. And then they have just that one picture where it's like, oh, no, this is actually at like leveled where it's like straight ahead of me. And you can kind of see me for my real non-filtered, non-funky look. Man, filters are terrible, though, because for a long time, I honestly thought, like, I'm like, oh, well, I get it's filtered, but, like, how filtered could it be? Like, it's got to be close.
Yeah. I've had that issue, too.
It's not close at all.
It's not close at all.
Like, they
I think
add
if
shit
you,
to eyes that are crazy.
I think, ultimately, if you want to actually date anyone online, if they have filters, out-of-focus photos from 15 years ago, don't talk to them, don't message them, don't entertain it. This is what we do on Keep It Simple. We entertain this stuff for you, and then we bring it to you with stories that are funny.
Real fast, though, because we're going to be closing up, Drew. I'm going to get your final word, because we're going to do a final word at the end of our topic.
Okay.
Drew, in about two or three sentences, what is your final word on dating?
It's great. Keep doing it. You'll only get better.
That's pretty wise, and I can't disagree with you. What I will say is when dating, remember to never jump before you look. And always remember, if they're tucking, it's going to be a bad time.
Man, I didn't even get into that accidental shemale matches I've had to unmatch for no reason on Tinder.
That's time for another story. And just remember, when you're not sure whether to be honest or to lie, just remember to keep it simple.